Why are you mad? I'm not mad. Everyone seems mad about this in particular. Sudo is getting a makeover based on Rust. We're excited to announce that Ubuntu will be the first major Linux distro to adopt sudo RS as the default implementation of sudo. So me, as a security engineer, a person whose job it is to find and prevent bugs in major OSs, I think it's a great idea. Rust is provably more safe than languages like C, the current language that sudo is written in. Oh, and also, by the way, someone that I'm not mad about is the sponsor of today's video. Guys, I honestly believe that if you're a programmer trying to write fast, effective code, or you're a cybersecurity professional trying to stop your stuff from getting attacked, all of these require you to know the basic fundamentals of computers. My courses on Low-Level Academy teach you languages like C, networking in C, threading in C, assembly, and even a new installment, Rust, to learn the basics of how computers work. And Zero to Hero C Programming will teach you the basics of the C programming language, the language that runs all other languages, and you can even learn arrays in C right now for free. Go check that lesson out. If you want to learn assembly, my ARM load operations lesson is also free. And I also have a free 3-day C course that you can check out right here on the landing page. Guys, if you want to be a good programmer, you got to know the fundamentals. And where do you learn the fundamentals? On Low Level Academy. All right, guys, back to the video. See you there. This got a lot of negative feedback. So if we got, first of all, Forrest Knight, just here for the comments, get the popcorn. The popcorn here is pretty good. Okay, so what was the problem with the C version, says Priz on Twitter. So this is where people, I think, get very confused about the nature of sudo. So if you don't know, when you run the sudo command, sudo is a set UID binary. What this means is when you run sudo, it is escalated to the privilege of the person that owns it, which is root. This is inherently the functionality of the program because it allows the super user to do something, or you can use sudo to sue as to other users, and you know, you can use it for a bunch of other functionality. Now, the problem with sudo is, like any piece of code that exists on an OS, if it's written in a language that is not memory safe, you're gonna have vulnerabilities. Now, sudo has had a variety of vulnerabilities, one of them being a heap-based buffer overflow in sudo. Now, you may be thinking, wait, why does a heap overflow matter for a local binary? Well, if there is a vulnerability in a set UID binary, what you get is a privilege escalation primitive. So in order to prevent this privilege escalation primitive that allows any user to exploit this bug to then become root on a system, the Canonical team decided, hey, let us make this happen in Rust by default. The reason why this is a good thing, and a thing that I think is really, really important for the future of computing, is A, Rust is memory safe, right? The ability for a heap overflow to happen in Rust is not possible. This is not a thing that Rust will enable to happen. You will get a panic, a DOS condition before you get a condition that allows you to take advantage of this vulnerability in Rust. Two, this is a step in the direction of making computing secure by default, right? Again, we live in this world where the main programming language that powers the entire universe, effectively, is 50 years old, right? More than that at this point. C was released in 1972, and literally 70% of all vulnerabilities in software have been memory corruption related. Now, I want to make it very clear. I am not a person that says all Rust software is secure, okay? I completely acknowledge that while Rust is memory safe, you are still completely able to have logic bugs in your code, right? You can have a function that just has the wrong logic for a for loop. You can have improper boundaries checking on different objects for permissions. There are tons of things you can do wrong. The layer 8, the human, still has to write the code in a way that is effectively safe. However, people who ignore the memory safety of Rust ignore the human factors of C. And all it takes is one mistake, even by a graybeard who's been coding for 30 years, and suddenly the integrity of entire operating systems is compromised, one as widespread as Linux, okay? So I think this is a really good step in the right direction, and it eventually leads to, hopefully, other components of Linux kernel and other core utils being written in Rust. Now, I know, whenever I talk about memory safety in Rust, people always point me to the CVE RS repo. Literally, it is a repo on GitHub that has an example for every kind of CVE that exists, but it is written in memory safe Rust. It does not use the unsafe keyword. However, I do rebuke this point with, if you are doing any amount of due diligence in software where you are literally taking pull requests, you are taking merge requests, and you are read them and testing them and doing things that like regular software engineers should do, you should very quickly see that the entire functionality of this function here, construct fake string, is to take a three-element buffer and then morph it into a structure that Rust sees as a valid string object, and they use that in the file before this to do a buffer overflow, right? Like, I acknowledge that these things exist, but if you look at a pull request for more than 4 seconds, you'll see like, oh, okay, obviously this isn't code we should be approving. We should probably push it out the window and arrest the person that wrote it, right? Again, now, people hate Rust for a variety of reasons. I know the Rust Foundation is one of them, but there is this weird evangelical nature about how people say, oh, we should just rewrite everything in Rust. I'm not that kind of person, okay? My stance on Rust is if the binary stands on a privilege boundary, if the binary stands on a trust boundary, then it should be written in a memory safe language. So for me, I don't give a shit about text editors that are written in Rust. I don't give a shit about image editors that are written in Rust. Rust is not more fast than C. Rust is not faster than C. C is good for high-speed software, FFmpeg. FFmpeg literally powers the entire internet. Let's see if we can find that graph. Like this meme, right? This high-res meme that somehow implies that all the internet is propped up on Pornhub, but then after that, it's all under that FFmpeg. A piece of software like FFmpeg that relies so heavily on the performance of not only C, but the ability to do inline assembly. Don't touch it, leave it alone. But if we are gonna be writing software that has two privilege boundaries, right? We have the red, we have this privilege boundary, we have this network boundary, right? Let's say we have the internet, right? It's over here, going full pirate software mode, typing in paint, and then we have UID 1000 or whatever, right? If this boundary is protected by a binary, I would prefer that that binary is written in a memory safe language. That is just how I feel. Now, again, if this is internet and then text editor, right? Where like I'm gonna open a text file, sure. There is an attack surface where a malicious actor could serve me a malformed text file or something, and then my text editor parses it incorrectly, and that pops my shell. But the amount of user interaction required, you could argue that some of the onus is on me to make sure that I'm not accepting varieties of files from random people, right? But when you have things like, you know, network-bound attack surface where just like TCP port 69 is open, if that is all that is required to enable a vulnerability, then yes, I would like this boundary to be memory safe. Now, I completely understand that sometimes people get a little evangelical about things on the internet. So people get a little evangelical about Rust in particular. I don't think that is a reason to be mad about the language. So many interesting comments on Twitter here. Unnecessary, what's the point? Again, the whole memory corruption thing is one huge point. Public good, security, yes, all of these things I agree with. Sudo works fine. Yes, sudo works fine now. Sudo works now before another vulnerability is found, but I don't understand all the hate about why, something that simply works. It doesn't, it works, but like not really. It works, but it's written in a way that is unsafe. All I'm trying to say in this 10 to 12 or maybe 8 minute long rant, I'm not sure how much editors are gonna cut out, is memory safety issues have been the core cause of security vulnerabilities and security intrusions for the past 20 or 30 years, okay? And I acknowledge that a lot of it has to do with social engineering and uninformed user, poor security practices on the organization, like all of those things. But at a larger scale, at a macroeconomic scale, it is a function of memory safety. Now, if we want to live in a world where software is safer, I'm not even saying provably safe. I don't believe that software can be provably safe, okay? I just believe that if we want to make software that properly enforces trust boundaries, we should be doing it using languages that are a little more safe than arbitrarily write past the edge of an array or arbitrarily read any pointer anywhere, right? Now, again, people say, oh, it's a skill issue, like skill issues just shouldn't happen, blah, blah, blah. Okay, well then again, man, you are ignoring the fact that new developers exist. You are ignoring the fact that 30 year of experience graybeards that contribute to big code bases are extremely low density. And as computers become more and more popular, as organizations write more and more code, we are just going to have more and more shitty code, especially with the onset of vibe coding. Again, I haven't seen a vibe coded systems problem or like a systems service, like either like a driver in C or like a network application in C that's been vibe coded, but they're coming, dude. You cannot tell me that the class of 2028 isn't gonna graduate some guy who goes to work at, I don't know, Cisco and like vibe code's part of the router firmware coming out and then suddenly the whole internet falls apart, right? So again, I just wanted to rant on this for a little bit. There's a lot of negative press on this. I really don't understand why. I would actually like genuinely love to know why people hate this in the comments down below. And come hang out with me on Twitch, twitch.tv/lowleveltv. If you like this kind of stuff, do me a favor, hit that like button, hit subscribe as well if you're new here. And then, yeah, that's it. I love you. Goodbye.